Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House!
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah.
I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly.
Uh-huh.
Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. Disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
I want to start with, before I get to Hunter Biden and before I get to this court date that's now been set in August for Donald Trump, which is shocking how fast they're going to move this thing in Florida with this new federal indictment, to what happened today that will be overlooked in Congress by Durham's testimony. The Durham report, as you know, had a lot of intel in it. A lot of people are angry what was in the Durham report and the Durham investigation into Russian collusion, the lies behind it, everything else. They're mad that people weren't charged with crimes, understandably so, because people were clearly trying to commit crimes. John Durham, however, testified to Congress that James Comey, who was the FBI director, and this goes back to how corrupt the deep state is, the DOJ is, the FBI is, what they just did with the sweetheart deal for Hunter Biden. Durham testified that James Comey purposely didn't share the intel that he had on Hillary Clinton's plan to link Trump to Russia with the agents working the Crossfire Hurricane case. I want you to hear Jim Jordan talking with Durham before Congress. His testimony, listen carefully.
Mr. Durham, in the summer of 2016, did our government receive intelligence that suggested Secretary Clinton had approved a plan to tie President Trump to Russia?
Yes.
Was that intelligence important enough for Director Brennan to go brief the President of the United States, the Vice President of the United States, the Attorney General of the United States, and the Director of the FBI?
Yes.
And was that intelligence put then into a memorandum, a referral memorandum?
Yes.
And was that memorandum then given to Director Comey and Agent Strzok?
That's who it was addressed to, yes.
Did Director Comey share that memorandum with the FISA court?
I'm sorry, can
did you... Did he share that memorandum with the FISA court? Did Director Comey do that?
I'm not aware of that, if he did.
Did he share it with the lawyers preparing the FISA application?
Not to my knowledge.
Did he share it with the agents on the case working the Crossfire Hurricane case?
No.
Didn't share it with the agents on the case. Can you tell the committee what happened when you took that referral memo and shared it with one of those agents, specifically Supervisory Special Agent Number 1?
We interviewed the first supervisor of the Crossfire investigation. The operational person, we showed him the intelligence information. He indicated he had never seen it before. He immediately became emotional, got up and left the room with his lawyer, spent some time in the hallway, came back.
He was ticked off, wasn't he?
Yes.
He was ticked off because this is something he should have had as an agent on the case, is important information that the director of the FBI kept from the people doing the investigation.
The information was kept from him.
The information was kept from him. Imagine you're doing your job a job that you've sworn an oath and a duty to do for the country, for the United States of America, and you find out that the entire time you're doing your job, you're basically chasing your tail, and the guys who sent you to do the job are actually lying to you and not telling you that the intel of where all this begins began with Hillary Clinton. That is what Durham just testified to Congress about. There was a memo that was given and shared and briefed to all of the players and all different levels of the government. Yet, the people that were tasked with investigating Russia collusion were never told by James Comer, the FBI director, that this originally started with the Hillary Clinton campaign. They had that in their memos, the same memos that they had briefed other people in the Democratic Party at the highest levels, including Barack Obama, on that Hillary Clinton and the Clinton campaign, they had a campaign plan, and their plan to win the election was to tie Donald Trump, okay, to tie him to Russia. They knew it was a fabricated story. The Steele dossier, which was paid for by Hillary Clinton's campaign. Okay, Hillary Clinton's campaign paid for that dossier with the Democratic National Committee, and the entire time they knew it. Not only that, but the person that was trying to put the president in prison, who was trying to get him impeached, Adam Schiff, the scumbag anti-American liar, he was there knowing that he was impeaching, trying to overthrow the will of the people at that time, with information, by the way, that he did know came from Hillary Clinton and from the Democratic National Committee. In fact, Durham was asked about some of this in a back and forth today. John Durham shut down Adam Schiff in this Trump-Russia hearing, and this is their back and forth. Imagine how angry Durham must be to deal with a liar and a scumbag like Adam Schiff, who tried to overthrow many Americans that voted for Donald Trump.
Mr. Durham, that Mueller and congressional investigations also revealed that Don Jr. was informed that a Russian official was offering the Trump campaign, quote, very high level and sensitive information, unquote, that would be incriminating if Hillary Clinton was part of, quote, Russia and its government support of Mr. Trump. Are you aware of that?
Sure. People get phone calls all the time from individuals who claim to have information like that.
Really, the son of a presidential candidate gets calls all the time from a foreign government offering dirt on their important opponent? Is that what you're saying?
I don't think this is unique in your experience.
So you have other instances of the Russian government offering dirt on a presidential candidate to the presidential candidate's son. Is that what you're saying?
Would you repeat the question?
You said that it's not uncommon to get offers of help from a hostile foreign government in a presidential campaign directed at the president's son. You really stand by that, Mr. Durham?
Saying that that people can make phone calls making claims all the time that you may have experienced.
Are you really trying to diminish the significance of what happened here and the secret meeting that the president's son set up in Trump Tower to receive that incriminating information? You're trying to diminish the significance of that, Mr. Durham?
I'm not trying to diminish it at all, but I think the more complete story is that they met and it was a ruse and they didn't talk about Mrs. Clinton.
And you think it's insignificant that he had a secret meeting with a Russian delegation for the purpose of getting dirt on Hillary Clinton, and the only disappointment expressed in that meeting was that the dirt they got wasn't better. You don't think that's significant?
I don't think that was a well-advised thing to do.
Not well-advised.
Right.
Wow, that's the understatement of the year. So you think it's perfectly appropriate or maybe just ill-advised for a presidential campaign to secretly meet with a Russian delegation to get dirt on their opponent? You would merely say that's inadvisable?
Yeah, if you're asking me would I do it, I hope I wouldn't do it. But it was not illegal. It was stupid, foolish, ill-advised.
Well, it is illegal to conspire to get incriminating opposition research from a hostile government that is of financial value to a campaign. Wouldn't that violate campaign laws?
I don't know all those facts to be true.
I don't know all of those facts to be true. Durham there, and his honesty, whether you like what he said or not, he was being honest there. It's not abnormal in politics to take a meeting if someone says they have dirt on your opponent, the person you're trying to beat. He said, would he have gone to the meeting? I don't think so. It would have been ill-advised. He's also thinking about it from a legal standpoint, not from a candidate standpoint, number one. Number two, in politics, it is not abnormal for people to try to feed stories or to give intel to people on the other side if they don't like the other candidate. The number of phone calls that I have received during election years and or by people that want to bring down a politician with breaking news, right? Stuff that would be massive. And I've said this for years. I don't do TMZ. But many of the stories have been floated to me to attack a political person have been bogus, made up, fabricated. No different than the Durham report. Now, I've also been given information and court documents and things like that that are completely accurate about things like illegitimate children and et cetera, right? I've been given pictures that people have given on candidates. You don't know if they're photoshopped or not of them and compromising situations. If you do this job long enough, there's always people that are willing to come and bring you stuff saying, hey, you want this? Hey, you want this? I don't do TMZ. Okay. I've said that for a long time. I don't. But if you're running for the presidency and there's damaging information someone says they have for you on Hillary Clinton, am I going to take that meeting? There's a lot of people that are going to say yes. One of those was Donald Trump. Now, once that meeting was a ruse, they never talked about it again. They moved on. There was nothing illegal there. And that's what Durham just said. So to be clear, what Durham testified to Congress is this. Number one, Donald Trump didn't do anything wrong, and they all knew it when they were investigating him. Number two, they abused power and the FISA court, and they knew it, and they knew they were doing it on a lie, on a ruse, on something that was fabricated. And number three, the FBI agents that were tasked with going after Donald Trump were lied to and given a false premise. The FBI director, James Comey, deliberately allowed those men and women to go out and do a job without all the intel. And the main thing was, hey, we had warnings that Hillary Clinton was going to come up with this story. That's why that FBI agent became so angry, so emotional, and left the room with his lawyer to compose himself. Because what he realized was he was set up. And think about how angry you'd be. You're serving your country. You've given this serious job to investigate possibly the president of the United States of America working and being compromised by the Russians. You go out there to do that job, and the entire time you're a pawn in a political game of lies by the Biden and the Democrats and all of the Democrats on Capitol Hill. And James Comer, the FBI director, lies to you.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Two-thirds of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable. So you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. Or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once. and two USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to four, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to fourpatriots.com/Ben. That's the number fourpatriots.com/Ben. All right, I want to get to this other story as well that I mentioned at the beginning of the show. And that is a trial date has been set for these felony charges against Donald Trump in Florida in federal court. Judge Cannon has set an incredible Trump trial date. And when I say incredible, I'm talking about very, very quickly here. All right. So let me give you some of the background on this, because this could change everything. The district judge Cannon set the initial date for the criminal trial of Donald Trump in regard to the alleged mishandling of classified documents will begin in mid-August. Now, that date could change. In a written order, Cannon notes the parties could ask to push the trial back because of the complexities of the case and issues related to classified information, both of which might draw out the timeline to trial. The initial trial date of August puts the case on a speedy track, with arguments for the parameters of the jury trial being made by the end of July. So she's not messing around at all. Cannon also says proceedings in the case will take place in Fort Pierce, Florida. That, according to the order, modifications could be made, quote, as necessary as this matter proceeds. Now, in the U.S. District Court for the Southern District of Florida, where Trump and co-defendant Walt Nutta are charged, a trial date set by the federal district judge as a placeholder initially. That date can change drastically, because once it is ordered by the judge, parties usually consult the judge's chambers and discuss their plans and concerns on the timing and then set additional dates for follow-up hearings. That according to lawyers involved. Now, Trump has pled not guilty, and his body guy, Walt, is set to be arraigned, we are told, now next week. So we would assume the same from him. What we know is the left is angry about this. And the reason why, and I'll go to the Daily Beast for a perfect example. Their headline reads, Judge Cannon sets an incredible Trump trial date. In a baffling turn of events, they call it, the Donald Trump appointed federal judge, right? So now they're angry at the judge. Overseeing his Mar-a-Lago classified documents debacle appears to have placed the case on warp speed, setting a trial just 2 months away. Why are they angry? They're angry because they want this. They want two things here. They either want this case hanging over the head of Donald J. Trump while he's running for president, or they want him to be in a trial. This would be ideal during the general election, so he will not be able to go out on the campaign trail. Now, there's a couple reasons why they want that. One, they know that Joe Biden is not going to keep up a schedule. Hell, the guy doesn't even keep a schedule now, but from noon to four each day is what we've been told by the New York Times. So it's not like he's going to be barnstorming across the country. We're also being told in the first couple primaries, apparently, Joe Biden isn't even going to like show up. He's not going to show up because they say, well, he doesn't need to because he is the nominee. I think that's stupid, but I also think it tells you about how incapacitated he's become. Even today, there was video of him being led off a stage to greet some people at an event by someone that was there. It was embarrassing. He looked like he was a lost elderly person. And I don't mean that to be mean. It's just really sad that he is clearly incapacitated. The other thing is they want Donald Trump to not be able to use his best weapon. COVID is a great example of this. When COVID hit, Donald Trump couldn't have the big events like he did that allowed him to be present the first time, filling up massive stadiums and hangars, tarmacs, etc., for his campaign events. Because when Trump Force One, or whatever you want to call it, Trump Air showed up, the place was always packed. We know that. It was packed. They took that secret weapon away from him during COVID. If he's in a trial, they would take away that secret weapon yet again. Now, they wanted this to drag on. They wanted it to become an issue. What they don't want is for this thing to go to trial and then for Donald Trump to be found innocent of committing crimes. And if he's found innocent, then that gives a massive boost to him nationally. It will be damning to the Democratic Party and their witch hunt. That's the other reason why they don't want a speedy trial. Now, this expediting this, I also think, by the way, is good for the country in general. Whether it's Republican or Democrat charged, you want to get through that so that the voters know the outcome and it's not used as a political weapon. That would be my opinion, whether it's a Republican or whether it is a Democrat. It doesn't really matter. And that's why the federal court records show that the district judge, Cannon, created what was referred to as a rocket docket to speed his trial through the system. Cannon issued an order stating that the most historic criminal trial in American history will commence August the 14th. Now, that's just 55 days away. While most federal trials take up to a year or more as both sides prepare for an epic showdown in court. But this judge, I think, understands how important this is. Now, Peter Carr, who was a spokesman for the DOJ special counsel Jack Smith, who indicted Trump, could not confirm that this decision was correct and not simply a typo. Trump's defense lawyers have not responded either. Legal scholars have noted that this judge is, quote, sometimes a loose cannon. This is what the Daily Beast wrote today. Consistently making puzzling decisions that lean heavily in favor of the president who appointed her in his final months in office. Okay, so you can hear the bias there. What I think this judge understands is this. This judge understands this needs to be dealt with quickly for the good of the country, and so everyone knows what's going on Election Day. This doesn't need to linger past Election Day. This doesn't need to linger or influence the election. It doesn't need to hinder either a candidate, which in this case is Donald Trump. I think this is a smart move, and I doubt that the Trump lawyers are going to fight to stop this. Now, I expect, and you should be ready for this, the DOJ to do everything they can to try to stop a speedy trial for the reasons that I mentioned earlier. I also believe that this judge is doing the right thing from a perspective of what we should get in this country with our justice system. When your life is put on hold and you have a cloud over you and you've been charged with a crime, we were supposed to have, as you know, your right to a speedy trial. We don't really have that in this country anymore. Things can get locked in courts for years on end, and the only people that win are the lawyers. The system in many ways is rigged, right? Because the victim of the crime has to wait, and the accused, who many times can be a victim, has to wait. And what happens? Money gets spent. The dollars and the billable hours keep flowing in. I cannot stand what our justice system looks like today. The fact that Hunter Biden, after a five-year investigation, gets what he gets is proof of just how ridiculous our judicial system has become. What a joke it has become.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
So if we've learned anything over the last few years, it's that unexpected things can and do happen. For example, average IRA and 401k balances fell 20% last year, according to Fidelity. We didn't expect that, but here's something that could help you if you have an IRA or a 401k. Physical gold in your IRA. Yeah, you can do that. The World Gold Council says even central banks are buying tons of gold, literally. What does that tell you? Well, you can learn why many Americans are turning to a gold IRA with Augusta Precious Metals. You should call Augusta and get their ultimate guide to gold IRAs. It feels good to know there's another savings option. So call Augusta Precious Metals, 8777-BEN-IRA. That's 8777-BEN-IRA. 8777-BEN-IRA. Consult your financial professionals before making investment decisions and get risk disclosures at AugustaPreciousMetals.com. I didn't realize that in America we had a royal family, but apparently we do. And the prince is named Hunter Biden because the prince apparently can do no wrong. He lives by a different set of rules and guidelines than you and I, especially if you are a minority, which I will talk about coming up. As you know, Hunter Biden has been found to have committed some crimes, but don't worry, the prince of the United States of America, he's going to get a slap on the wrist and a hug. In fact, we have the first audio now from his father talking about this, and his father was at a meeting on artificial intelligence. To the right, Gavin Newsom was sitting next to him. And you can hear a bunch of the media yelling at him questions after he told the media to leave the room. What did he say?
I'm very proud of my son.
There it is. A proud father, the king, right, of America, talking about his prince son who plays by a different set of rules. I'm very proud of my son. It's the same man who lied to you and said he'd never spoken to his son about his business dealings. We know that's a lie. He said that his son had not committed any crimes. He'd done nothing wrong, right? Smartest guy he knows. But hey, it's relatable because everybody has kids that make mistakes. So would you be mad at Joe Biden for saying he's very proud of his son? No, because if you are mad at him, you are a terrible person, probably worse than Hunter Biden. So there it is. I'm very proud of my son. Let's move on. After a five-year fake investigation, with the only two crimes they could find to charge him with, it didn't connect him to the corruption of his father. He said this in an event in California after Hunter Biden agreed to plead guilty to two federal tax violations and one violation of a gun law, which he will never go to prison for. It was the president's very first remarks on camera addressing the charges, which Republicans describe as part of a sweetheart deal that allowed Hunter Biden to avoid more serious charges and to avoid jail time. It also did not open up the White House to any issues. According to the messenger, First Lady Jill Biden ignored a shouted question about the plea deal during an event at the White House on abortion. White House spokesman Ian Sam said in a statement, the president and the first lady love their son and support him as he continues to, quote, rebuild his life. So let's just make a Lifetime movie about him, right? Because this is an amazing individual, isn't it? Now, there are also conflicting reports about whether the plea deal includes an end to all federal investigations into Hunter Biden because the media certainly reported it that way. The media said this is it. NBC News said a global investigation lasting 5 years has wrapped up. Hunter Biden's attorneys put out a statement that they said this puts an end to the issues with Hunter Biden, meaning everything has all been encapsulated and it's all done. When we're talking about everything, we're talking about taking bribes from Burisma. We're talking about getting people fired. Prosecutors in that government holding $1 billion in American loans back so that they could fire that individual that was looking at Burisma. We're talking about taking money from the Russian oligarchs who've still not been sanctioned by the United States of America. The former mayor of Moscow's wife giving millions of dollars to the Biden crime family. We're talking about millions and millions of dollars coming in from the Chinese Communist Party, from energy deals in China. We're talking about billions of dollars in loans. We're talking about not registering as a foreign agent. We're talking about sex trafficking, human trafficking, drugs, massive amounts of drugs, all caught on tape, which would certainly be more than the minimums. The drugs that we saw in those videos, which would include him being charged in theory, right, with dealing, all that, they're saying, gone. The U.S. Attorney for Delaware, David Weiss, said in a statement, the investigation, quote, is ongoing. Yes, ongoing, meaning it is not wrapped up. The media not telling you that. However, there's also a Politico report citing a person familiar with a plea deal that said it intends to be a comprehensive resolution of Hunter Biden's potential legal liability in all matters investigated by federal authorities. Quote, those matters include allegations that have been leveled against him in recent years and his business dealings with his well-compensated post on the board of the Ukrainian energy company Burisma amounted to corruption and violated the Foreign Agents Registration Act, the report said. This is the end of it, the person said to Politico. That, contradicting the U.S. Attorney for Delaware, David Weiss, who said in a statement the investigation, quote, is ongoing. Now, Hunter Biden's plea deal with the United States Attorney, David Weiss, appears to exclude the $10 million bribery scheme with Burisma. That does not count anything going on in China. Meanwhile, Hunter Biden's attorney, Christopher Clark, signaled the plea deal meant that his client could, quote, move on. It is my understanding that the five-year investigation to Hunter is resolved, Clark said. I know Hunter believes it is important to take responsibility for these mistakes. It's the same attorney that said he'd never committed any crimes and never done anything wrong. Now the same attorney is telling you it's important to Hunter to take responsibility for these mistakes he made during a period of turmoil and addiction in his life. That's exactly how I told you they were going to play this out, right? He's a poor soul. He was an addict. We're proud of him. He came out of this. And the family abused his addiction. I also want you to understand about the soullessness of Joe Biden and Jill Biden, right? Dr. Jill Biden. They knew, and James Biden, the brother, they all knew the entire time that they were abusing a drug addict. They knew that they had an alibi for the drug addict if he was caught, which he was. And the alibi was he's an addict, so feel sorry for him. There's many people that deal with addiction issues, but most people, by the way, they're dealing with addiction issues. They're not doing deals with the Russians, with the Romanians, and with the Chinese Communist Party to make millions and millions of dollars. What the Bidens understood is that they could get him to do these deals, and then he wouldn't be held accountable because they had an alibi, and it worked out flawlessly. Quote, it's my understanding that the five-year investigation of Hunter Biden is resolved, his attorney said. He wants to take responsibility for these mistakes he made during a period of turmoil and addiction. He looks forward to continuing his recovery and moving forward. So there it is. You can't rail on the prince here, right? Why would you rail on the prince? The prince is not allowed to be talked about in a negative way. He is looking forward to continuing his recovery, and I love my son. How can you criticize a dad who says after Father's Day, he loves his son? If the president of the United States of America truly loved his son, he wouldn't have abused him the way he did, taking advantage of an addict to get him to do the dirty deeds the family needed him to do to make millions and millions of dollars in income. As James Comer put it, 30 million plus is what he believes they're going to find in transactions going to the Biden crime family. Now, Hunter Biden plea deal, again, it excludes the $10 million bribery scheme altogether from Ukraine. Did they bring in a bunch of people to interview them on this issue? From what we understand, no. They looked the other way. Hunter Biden's deal with his United States Attorney David Weiss appears to exclude the alleged $10 million bribery scheme an FBI informant documented and what Weiss reportedly obtained from the former Attorney General Bill Barr. Hunter Biden agreeing to the two counts, zero jail time. I'll say it again, zero jail time. Now, the decision of whether to ultimately charge Hunter Biden was up to the United States Attorney David Weiss. In March, Attorney General Merrick Garland said he would personally have to authorize any potential charges against Hunter Biden. So to be clear, Hunter Biden's charges came through the Biden White House and Merrick Garland. And notably, the plea deal with Weiss appears to exclude any charges related to the bribery scheme in which Hunter and President Joe Biden accepted $5 million each from a Ukrainian energy company executive, according to an FBI informant file reviewed by the House Oversight Committee, and that just happened. To be clear, this five-year investigation, you want to know what happened in the last month? Well, in June, former Attorney General Bill Barr said the informant file was sent to David Weiss during the Trump administration. At the time, Weiss had an ongoing investigation into Hunter Biden. Quote, "I was sent to Delaware for further investigation," Barr told The Federalist. Senator Marsha Blackburn ripped the Justice Department for appearing to ignore the bribery scandal, saying this, quote, "If the DOJ thinks this dismisses the $5 million alleged bribery scheme or the years of reported Biden family corruption, they are mistaken. According to a recent poll, 83% of voters believe the FBI should make public its informant file that alleges Joe Biden accepted a $5 million bribe from the Ukrainian oligarch. In addition, a majority of voters believe Joe Biden took the $5 million bribe." But again, none of this plea deal dealt with any of that. So to recap for you, the man in charge of our government, Joe Biden, was able to fix it again for his son. Something he's been doing for, what, 50 years now in government? Lied to you about talking to his son about business dealings. Lied to you about his son committing crimes. Lied to you about what happened in Ukraine. Lied to you about the money coming in from China. Lied to you about the Russian oligarchs. And there's something else about the Russians. I want to bring this up again. The Russian oligarchs that gave millions to the Biden crime family have been excluded in every single round of sanctions against Russians with their invasion of Ukraine. This is the former mayor of Moscow's, this family. They have direct, close friendships, tight ties to Vladimir Putin. Why have they been excluded from this list? Because they paid off the Bidens. Now, before I get into more of this story, I want to say thank you and tell you about our good friends at Patriot Mobile. They are now offering a performance guarantee. If you're not happy with your coverage, you can switch between the three major carriers for free. Yeah, Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage on the best G4 and G5 networks, the same network and towers you're using right now. The difference is not only do you get the same great quality that you're used to, but they actually are a company that fights to preserve our God-given rights and freedoms. So this year, resolve to stop spending your money with companies that don't align with your values. In fact, actually fight against what you believe in. Switch to Patriot Mobile. You'll be supporting First and Second Amendment groups, the rights of unborn children, and even helping with adoptions. It is easy to switch. Call them right now. Or go online to patriotmobile.com/Ferguson. That's patriotmobile.com/Ferguson. Or call them 878-PATRIOT. You're going to get free activation with the offer code Ferguson. That's 878-PATRIOT or patriotmobile.com/Ferguson. All right, I just got to remind you of also something else. Do you remember how the Democrats on the Biden bribery probe, remember how they were, they're all about no one's above the law? Just kidding. They have no problem with the Democrats playing by a different set of rules than the rest of us. Hunter Biden and Joe Biden play by a different set of rules. If you're African-American in this country and you do what Hunter Biden did, you're going to prison. Doesn't even matter if you're famous. There's a long list of African-Americans who've gone to jail in this country for the exact same crimes that Hunter Biden committed, that he was charged with. He will not see a moment in jail. But if you remember, and you want to know the hypocrisy here, Democrats on the on Donald Trump, they were obsessed with no one is above the law. Well, how come they're not obsessed with it when it comes to their own party?
The idea that no person is above the law is a bedrock principle of American justice.
No man is above the law, no matter what the crime.
And I agree with you. No man is above the law, and no person is above the law.
No one is above the law.
No one is above the law.
No one's above the law.
No one is above the law.
No man is above the law.
Nobody is above the law.
No one is above the law.
No man is above the law.
He has to be held accountable. He's not above the law.
No one's above the law.
Either that nor any other title puts you above the rule of law.
No one is truly above the law.
That is what it means to have a rule of law. That is what it means to not have a king.
They're not above the law.
Nobody is above the law.
Everyone will be treated, as Merrick Garland has said, as, you know, equally.
Well, that no one is above the law, which is foundational.
No one is above the law, even a former president.
We have one set of laws in this country, and they apply to everyone.
No one is above the law.
The law is a law, and no one should be above it.
Yes, nobody is above the law.
No one is above the law.
No one else is above the law, including a president.
Nobody is above the law. You can't have two justice systems in America. It has to be one justice system. And anybody who breaks the law should be held accountable.
And that no one is above the law.
No one is above the law, and our president is not above the law.
I always thought that this country, that no one was above the law. Especially the president.
Especially the president. Well, here's what we know. That's what the media says. That's what Mike Pence says in reference to Donald J. Trump. No one's above the law, right? But with the Biden crime family, ha, ha, ha. Oh, no, it's a little bit different now. Yes, yes. A little bit different. This is incredible to see what happens here. Representative Jim Himes calls for the FBI to learn, quote, from its mistakes now. What does that mean? Listen.
We have had, both in the Clinton investigation, the emails, and of course the Crossfire Hurricane investigations and very recent past, very, very sensitive investigations. Who knows where we'll go in the future, but we know that we have to learn from the mistakes made in these investigations to make sure that Americans can have confidence in both the prosecutorial power of the federal government and in their elections.
I think it's pretty clear that what Democrat Representative Jim Himes saying, calling for the FBI to learn from its mistakes, is a classic example of, all right, well, we need to learn from our mistakes. However, we're not going to fix any of the people we let go. We're not going to fix what happened right here at all. Joe Scarborough on the evidence of Hunter laundering bribes for his dad. There was no crime there, right? They've already said, see, he's innocent of that. Everything's fine. This never happened. They put on MSNBC this morning. Everything's good. There was a panel this morning on CNN about this. John Avalon said Hunter Biden's taxes and gun charges really place violators in jail, unlike people who take home classified documents, saying, implying, making it clear that Donald Trump should be in prison, even though Hunter Biden's not going to prison. You notice now how they're saying, see, the justice system's equal. A guy by the name of Biden got indicted. Trump got indicted. We've got Biden. He's going to do, you know, his deal. He's going to plead guilty, never go to prison. Now it's time to turn on Donald Trump. And don't forget, that's what this really is all about. This is all about trying to take out Trump so he cannot be the president of the United States of America. And they indicted Joe Biden to make sure they could say, see, the law is equal before we try to hammer Donald J. Trump. All right, lastly, please make sure you hit that subscribe button or auto download button wherever you are listening to this podcast right now. And take a moment to write us a 5-star review and share this podcast with your family and friends on social media to help us grow. See you back here tomorrow. 2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4 patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's 4patriots.com Hyundai.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah.
I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly.
Uh-huh.
Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. Disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.